Welcome to Kuvera's weekly digest on the most critical developments related to business, finance and the markets. In 2012, Kishore Biyani, once the poster boy of Indian retail, sold his fashion store chain Pantaloons to Aditya Birla Group as he struggled with a pile of debt. He then staged a comeback few businessmen managed to achieve. Now, after riding India's retail boom for close to two decades, he is in worse shape than ever before and sitting on a $4 billion mountain of debt. And the chances of a second comeback are slim to none. This week, the National Company Law Tribunal allowed a plea by Bank of India to start insolvency proceedings against Future Retail. This comes after Future's deals with Amazon and Reliance Retail fell through and after the three sides fought a very messy fight in the courtroom and outside. In another comeback that wasn't, US carmaker Ford is finally exiting India after two attempts to stay on failed. Ford had, in late 2019, proposed to form a joint venture with Mahindra and Mahindra. That deal collapsed in early 2021. Ford then weighed the possibility of making electric vehicles in India. But it gave up on that idea, too. Ford is now shutting down its factory in Tamil Nadu and will sell its Gujarat factory to Tata Motors. HDFC Mutual Fund CIO, Prashant Jain, has resigned after working with the company for 19 years. Jain is one of the world's longest-serving fund managers and is among the biggest proponents of value investing in India. He manages HDFC Balanced Advantage Fund and HDFC Flexi Cap Fund, which have bounced back in recent years and generated returns of 17.8% and 18.2% since launch. He also managed the HDFC Top 100 Large Cap Fund, which has been a big underperformer. HDFC MF hasn't yet named Jain's successor but has appointed Chirag Sepalwad as head of equities and Shobit Mehrotra as head of fixed income. Ace stock market investor Rakesh Jhunjhunwala's dreams are taking wing. His new airline, Akasa Air, is set to take to the skies from August 7 and open bookings this week. The other billionaire whose fortunes are rising is Gautam Adani, who overtook Microsoft founder Bill Gates to become world's fourth richest with total wealth of $115.5 billion. Meanwhile, the Indian rupee breached the psychologically important mark of 80 to the US dollar. The Indian currency has now fallen by more than 7% since January this year, raising concerns of imported inflation. Several marquee companies announced their first quarter results this week. Hindustan Unilever beat street estimates with an 11% rise in its Q1 profit. Wipro missed forecasts as its profit dropped 21%. Other companies that reported healthy profit numbers were Hindustan Zinc, Ultratech, PVR, IndusInd Bank, RBA Bank and IDBI Bank. But dig a little deeper and the fault lines begin showing. Hull's profit, for instance, came on the back of price hikes and volume growth slowed as high inflation damped demand. Still, the solid set of results and no negative surprises pushed stock markets higher this week. Next week, a number of big banks and blue-chip companies will disclose Q1 earnings. These include ICICI Bank, Axis Bank, Yes Bank, Kotak Mahindra Bank, Tata Steel, Infosys, and Asian Paints. All eyes and ears will be on the US Federal Reserve's monetary policy meeting, where it is widely expected to increase interest rates by at least another 75 basis points. Until next week, happy investing.